Yeah, I actually knew about that. I knew that you for sure didn't give a shit. That's why I was actually going to tell you about it. Do you want to? Hey, hey.
And we're live.
Boy.
That everybody's talking or whatever about sucking me. Dick or whatever.
I can't hear a word they're saying. I'm just sucking on a penis. Fucking no. Isn't that the I want to know? Have you ever tasted rain?
Oh, just don't worry about I don't mind me. I'm just out here blowing a peen or two.
Fuck!
I mean, I didn't see
no that. Money from this app.
Fuck!
All right. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of I Didn't See You, But I Believe You. I am Doug.
Part two.
So me and Joel did a wonderful episode last week.
We actually both messed it up last week. It all came together to make a real shit show.
You know, certain buttons were pushed and things just went into the shit jar, if you will. And then, this has been an exceptionally long time since our last episode. And we talked about it in the last one. We do have a lot of content talking about it, but it was simply because
South by
and the industry I'm in consumes all my time. Oh my God. And I did go in on Joel being like, hey, so how you been? How was South by? So what's new?
I have good news. All that
bullshit. So
I really good need news. 2 minutes in. I'm already
over it.
14 minutes ago from New York Times, 11 minutes ago from Washington Post, 7 minutes ago from CNBC, and 16 minutes ago from CNN. Our boy. Let me completely rephrase that. 30% of the country's boy going to turn himself in. Your boy. You voted for him your twice. Boy.
Your boy.
Untrue.
You can
fucking prove that, dude. Speaking of proving, hold on, just quick sidebar. Unequivocally.
Categorically.
People always put a B in that. There's not a B in that. It's unequivocally. And people always go unequivocally. Unequivocally. It doesn't have a fucking B in it.
I think it has to have a B in it. I think you're just
oh my God, being dude. A bitch. Oh my God. Do you ever see Rex anymore?
I fucking can't stand you sometimes. I wish you were fucking sitting right fucking next to me so I could punch you right in the fucking face. I just beat your fucking death.
Excuse me. You're not going to sit inside me. It's gonna be me.
If anybody's gonna be me,
I'm gonna murder myself.
It's gonna be me.
When you saw Rex,
and just so you know, like suicide's not.
Suicide's not a joke, but you are. Call me, and so I can tell you that you're a joke.
Call somebody. There's hotlines out there.
So, did you ever talk to your dog, like, and you know that? I know. I was giving you a hard time.
Yes, I see Rex quite often.
It's a joke, not a dick. Don't suck it. Yeah, this was a great episode.
This one's gonna go on our Patreon because that's the only way.
Did you ever
make
jokes to them and you know they're not gonna get the joke, but you just say it mostly just so you could say your joke out loud? It's just you and the dog. Okay, because today we walked out and Daisy went for this leaf, and I went, leave it. And then I went, leaf it. And she just wriggled through, like, okay. It was random. Yeah, she was like,
so she got it? She got the joke. And she just like,
a case of the
sniffles. I got a case for the sniffles. Yeah, so
Trump's going to surrender in New York. I'm trying to see if that's it.
Well,
that's
the only headline. Go for it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It looks like it.
Speaking of Trump, I guess Joel got me in. Finally got me.
Oh, I love that. Joel suggested to me to watch like
Succession
that.
For good,
they shit, are 4 years now. Yeah, we started watching it during lockdown.
4 years. Shut up, Joel. Be quiet. And so. So 4 years ago, and anyways, I finally gave it a shot. Wow, that first season. I'm not as far as I might have implied. I am done with the first season, and I start the second one.
No, it's based on. I'm the assuming Murdoch family.
It's based on
Rupert Trump. Murdoch, the owner of Fox. Yeah.
Okay, that makes more sense, doesn't it? Because of
it'll make way more sense as the seasons go on. It's like almost at this point, like the moves that are happening in this last season are you can basically figure out exactly what's going on.
That season finale and one, and I usually find everything wrong in that kind of stuff. That kind of person, you know. Granted, it wasn't I guess there's no such thing as a perfect episode, but like that was awesome. The season finale for the season finale for season one of Succession alone,
dude, yes,
is worth watching the entire fucking season.
Dude, I will say that one of our favorite things about it is the show does a really good job of sending you into the next episode fucking ready for it. But man, the one thing they do better than almost any show I've ever seen is season finales. Dude, the first, second, and third season finales are all so fucking intense and different. And dude, and this is the last one. So with this next finale is going to be it. And I just can't even imagine what they're going to do.
So for those who don't know this show, and are you seeing it around on the internet? You see that it's like obviously has a lot of traction right now because again, the last season has begun. Is a show on HBO, very HBO ish. Yep. You know what I mean? Like a very HBO show. That makes sense. Like cutting super dialogue, R-rated. Quick one liners, like just cracking up at inappropriate jokes, like kind of like everything, like there's a tremendous amount of dark humor. And so it's again, Joel just said it's based off the Murdoch family, which is owners of media, like family owned and operated Murdochs.
Yeah, he was the CEO of News Corp from 80 till 2013. So he ran the entire news corporations, not just Fox News Corporation, the company that oversaw news. And then he was the executive CEO.
Yeah.
Damn, bro. He was the CEO of News Corp from 80 to 2013. Then they were like, hey, how about we make you the executive CEO? And so then from 2013 till now, he was that. And then he was also the CEO of 21st Century Fox. What the fuck, bro?
Damn. So it's based off of a family, the Murdochs. So this family, the Roys, in this show, it is the patriarch, the father that is the founder of this whole entire media conglomerate. Essentially, it's based off of him and is becoming this very wealthy man and his family being his lineage to carry on, not just the bloodline and of their family, the but the business, to control the business.
Want to be next in line. So, the succession.
Yes. Yes. So it's a really, it's like a sport. It's so good because like they're really good at like making it. It's like whoever put the show and whoever wrote it did a really good job of kind of like Frasier, like putting the you into the wealth.
It, you know what I mean? Make a mockery.
Like, really making a mock, not a, it doesn't come off. No, obviously, but it doesn't come off that way because they're not realistic. Like, it's not like them, like, you know, being completely. Thank you. It's realistic, but it's like putting like a mockery into like what these people's everyday lives and how crazy it is that these kind of people literally have control over millions and millions and millions of people, and you would never even suspect that.
And that's juxtaposed in the real world. Like all this high stakes drama of these people who are pulling strings for the whole country and elections and shit. All that's juxtaposed with their ridiculous, over the top, melodramatic soap opera problems, and it's fucking such a good smash.
So I mean, I know I mean, we talk about it all the time, but I know what juxtaposed.
So like a juxtaposition would be like
for everybody that doesn't know.
This over a picture of a kid starving in Africa, right? So like it's an interesting juxtaposition of two ideas. So there's this juxtaposition in the show of there's on one hand you have all their super serious problems, but on the other hand we see they take just as seriously all their interpersonal drama. So it's an interesting juxtaposition for us to see those things next to each other.
Yeah. Like in like the kids, like the oldest one, his name's Connor. He's played by the guy that was Cameron and Ferris Bueller. Like he's the oldest of them. And he's like, hey, I'm neutral. I'm Switzerland in all of our negotiations. And he's like tries to be a fly on the wall, but he always has something to say, like lives in the middle of freaking New Mexico in the desert and stuff like that. And it's like, they go out to his property and it is the most gorgeous desert villa that you've ever seen, infinity pools that are heated, like he like has a chapel on show. He's like, that chapel dates back to 1886.
Connor is literally having some of my favorite scenes he's ever. Dude, last night or the two nights ago's episode, Connor has like a 10-15 minute scene that is hands down one of my favorite scenes in the whole show. He's killing it right now in this season.
Do you think when they're like reading those scripts and everything, do you think they're going to be like, oh, the dad, like they're going to be like, maybe
everybody has teams, right? Have you picked the team yet? Because the fun thing to do is every episode, your team will change because they're all such pieces of shit.
Yeah. And so then you like turn the page and you're like, oh yeah, you're going to feel bad for homeboy. And Kendall's then it's like, great. Oh dude, like Kendall, there's a lot of funny stuff that comes with them, but it's like, dude, but sometimes I'm like, God damn, dude, like whoever plays him does such a good job of capturing him. Does such a great job of capturing him. You want to get into being a real terrified deep rabbit hole? You know what I mean?
No. This is interesting. Anyways, conversation. Yeah, that's just me and you kind of just. If you really, it's funny that you say that about Kendall though, because that actor Jeremy Strong has kind of been under fire for the past couple of years. Because a couple of years ago, maybe even just a year ago, during the third season, one of these magazines like Variety or Vanity Fair or something, they did a profile on him and man, he comes off exactly like Kendall, He uses all these very pompous, big phrases and talks about how he literally acts like Kendall. And so when that article came out, everybody was like, what the fuck? And then Brian Cox, who plays Logan, the dad, he did an interview where he basically said, I wish he wouldn't act like that. It's like,
you know what's crazy about Brian Cox? They paralleled his Logan. What's the name of his dad? What's the name of his character? What Roy? Logan Roy. The parallels of Logan Roy to him, they tied in. Like they're like from the same. He's really born and raised from Scotland in the town that they claim that he's from. He like moved to Canada before he came to, you know, all this shit. Like they're like, whoever wrote it's like, obviously was like, I want Brian Cox to play Logan Roy and we're going to really tie in his life into this. So it's going to be really him able to
He's like the most, he reminds me of Anthony Hopkins. You could just watch that motherfucker do anything. When he talks, you fucking stop and listen. Oh, he gave a speech last night and you're at this current point, we're supposed to like almost flat out fucking hate him. And he gives a speech last night where I looked at Caroline and I was like, hey, I fucking believe him. Like he got me good. Like he's good at that shit, bro.
Yeah. No, dude. No, certainly. And dude, Anthony Hopkins. Anthony Hopkins style actor, like when you fucking watch Silence of the Lambs, what do you remember? Hannibal Lecter. How long is Hannibal Lecter actually in that movie? Five minutes.
When they throw the cum on
it. You know what I mean? It's like, exactly. You know, it's like.
When I was a kid, we didn't know what that was. We asked somebody we were in high school with, that you went to high school with, their brother. We asked their mom, hey, what'd she throw on him? And the mom was like, I ain't fucking saying. with cum.
Your little.
When a man loves a woman very much, he throws cum on her from the hall.
I'm not done. I was gonna say something about Brian Cox.
Anthony Hampton.
He's not Cox. Wait, what is it?
Oh, man, I love that.
Unless I say it tastes like Cox.
Dewey Cox walk hard, bro.
What's that from? Yeah, that's right. That's right. Oh, anyways, so
Cannibal Corpse.
Back to Logan Paul.
Logan Roy.
What's his name? Brian Cox. All right, yeah, he plays Logan Roy. But just saying, like, him, Brian Cox as an actor in his spectrum of acting, dude, he's the fucking sheriff in, but he's like the head trooper in
Super Troopers.
And he kicks ass. He's so fucking funny.
It's so funny, like, though, that persons. I said this and didn't think about soap. It, and then you said that, and you did, I don't think you know, but fuck, he is a lot like Anthony Hopkins. You know who he played in 86? Hannibal Lecter in Manhunter. Completely fucking forgot. He also was Hannibal Lecter. Brian Cox played Hannibal Lecter as well in Manhunter. So there's four. Yeah, there's four Hannibal movies.
In 1986?
Two are based on the book Red Dragon, one is based on Silence of the Lambs, and one is based on Hannibal. And a sequel to a book.
Wait, Silence of the Lambs a book?
It's actually the second in the series. It goes Red Dragon, Silence of the Lambs, Hannibal, but the movies that came out were Manhunter, which was an adaptation of Red Dragon, and then Silence of the Lambs, where they got Anthony Hopkins and Jodie Foster, then Hannibal, where they lost Jodie Foster, replaced with Julianne Moore, and brought in Anthony Hopkins again. And then there's a prequel even to that with called Hannibal Rising. But there's also the 2003 adaptation of Red Dragon where they bring Anthony Hopkins back and they get Edward Norton in there. And Ralph Fiennes is Red Dragon.
And Ralph Fiennes.
Yeah. By Thomas Harris. Wait, hold on. I didn't know those were books. They're really good books.
That's so cool. Wait, so like, is Manhunter the first adaptation of Red Dragon? Is it like just... Are you supposed to watch it and then watch Silence of the Lambs?
No, Silence of the Lambs didn't exist as a book or anything when they made Manhunter. They just were making an adaptation of a dope serial killer book.
Got it. He's a Manhunter.
He's a Manhunter coming up, boy, coming in jars, drinking from jars that are full of cum.
He's a good guy. Do you know who created Succession? Hannibal Lecter.
Hannibal Lecter called it.
Will Ferrell and Adam McKay.
Will Ferrell?
They created it. Wow. They executive produced it. They created it. Succession. I mean, Adam McKay's movies are all pretty much like that.
What else has he done?
He did Big Short and Don't Look Up.
Okay.
I'm looking to see what they're.
Yeah. Okay. Don't Look Up.
All right. I lied. Jesse Armstrong created it. Don't Look
Up was pretty cool. I liked it.
I don't know who the fuck that is. I don't know who that is, but Will Ferrell and Adam McKay.
Will Ferrell has a lot to say.
Tom,
dude, there's that one scene where
Tom's hilarious.
Dude, Tom fucking cracks me up when he's like, when Greg finally gets somebody that he can pick on, and he's like, Greg's going to get his grandpa. If you know, you know. He's going to get his grandpa from Canada. He's driving in. He has him on speakerphone. He's like talking so much shit to him. He's like, fuck your grandpa. He's like, you're on speakerphone, Tom. And Tom just goes,
dude, Tom and Greg's dynamic is so great.
Greg, for some reason, that is the fucking funniest shit to me. Dude, like, you want to fucking kiss me?
That'll come back in a couple of seasons, too. There's a lot of funny fucking shit in that show that it's like so worth it.
Does that like
no, make. What?
Joel. Anyways, go ahead. I'm sorry. proceed. No, I was going to say something about you kissing. But I forgot. Show me how you kiss.
Dude, so Mario movie tomorrow, huh?
I know. I don't feel comfortable segueing. Oh my god, dude. I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't feel comfortable us
segueing. What's the word?
No, segueing into child movies to take kids to.
He's a manhunter coming about. In jars, drinking from jars. Hope he doesn't mix the jars up.
Just so you know, your mic hasn't been doing anything this whole time. I don't think it's on.
You know what fucking memes crack me the fuck up right now? Have you seen those ones where it'll be like anything coming by the screen and they play the sound that it makes whenever somebody's got shitty speakers and their car's turned up all the way? That shit, bro, there's a fucking one of them looking out of a fucking space station and they see a little satellite go by and it's going... That's very funny to me. So Trump's going to jail or nah? He'll probably just go home. You want to go to jail or you want to go home? You want to go to jail? Do you think that's what they're going to say to him, like Denzel in Training Day? They're going to go, hey, you want to go to jail or you want to go home?
There's not. Hey, I don't know. I'm not, dude. I've lost all of my predictions in the past, like, two election cycles for the most part. But like, I thought Trump was going to be president for the second term. So, and I was wrong. Thank God. And now I'm just like,
from what I understand, the goal is to just start knocking down charges like where they can. Right. So like, dude, I'm not even sure. Yeah, there's how many felonies they hit him with?
Like 36? Nope. I'm sorry. Oh, dude, so I don't know. I'm not like a clean freak by any means, but this fucking board, like I've been cleaning the board lately, and like there's just like dust building up on it.
I'm
just
like knocking right all the dust as well. Off. There's shit all around me that I'm pretty annoyed by. I think, and this is just my prediction, I wonder if, like, dude, it is unprecedented. Like, even if this isn't the charge that most people wanted to see him go down for, it's unprecedented. And I wonder, part of me wonders if this was sort of one, man, if I find out this wrong button's been pushed this whole time. Okay. What the fuck? I sound way different now, huh? It's just the mic has a podcast setting and a regular setting, and it was not on the podcast setting. It's going to sound the same, but it'll just sound shitty.
Whatever. Well, I know, but you weren't listening to me earlier on saying your mic fucking sounded.
I wonder if you did, but you said it was my mic wasn't on, mic. So it didn't even register that my mic had another problem. Yeah.
I just saw like that. There's like a green light.
It turns red when I cough.
Yeah.
The green light's been on this whole time.
Push that button again.
The what?
No, push it again. Don't.
Hello. It just changes it to a more in compressed sound. I think you were, because you were saying my mic wasn't on. It doesn't matter. I wonder if you know how like they say that.
No, yeah, I was saying your mic was on. So I was assuming it was the joke, your computer. You also said that
last week. I thought it was a callback, to be honest with you.
You really had issues.
I wonder, you know how like they say that if you see someone getting attacked in public and nobody reacts because everyone's waiting for that first person to react?
I don't know how, dude, I don't know how to answer this.
Okay. Tough like guy. You know, you see somebody steal somebody's purse and they run, but there's a hundred people there though.
Yeah.
Does anything. And then one guy does it. And then all of a sudden 80 other people do it. Right. That's a real phenomenon. That's a big thing. I wonder if that's kind of what's going to happen here. The New York district attorney does this.
If I saw somebody getting fucked with,
that's
in
fine.
The street,
okay, fine. Maybe not
I know for
you.
A fact I would.
Maybe
there's been plenty of times
specifically,
I've been...
but regular, normal, ever, I wouldn't do shit. I wouldn't do
what
shit.
About you?
Not my
oh
fucking
my God,
problem.
This so angry.
Not my fucking problem. Have you seen
if
the world these days, bro?
With?
People are getting shot over ice cream machines. Not my fucking problem. You shouldn't. You absolutely should
right,
not.
I
you
won't
have a family.
Anymore either. You're fucked.
Look at this.
You're all fucked.
No, okay, 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 okay.
That's what I say. See some lady getting fucking fucked with on
hey.
The street. Now, you know what?
Yes, dude,
I have
bro.
A family. So best of luck. I'm sitting, literally standing right next to her, like over her, and be like, hey, you know, I got a family. So
run them pockets, I guess, bro.
Sucks for you.
Can I run them pockets real quick?
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, do you mind if I check the hood?
Hey, let me run them pockets while you're here.
I would check the purse,
hey,
but that guy already took
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm not saying don't let somebody get murdered, but I'm saying, like, the world's fucking crazy. If I see somebody stealing something from a store, I'm not going to fucking stop them. I don't give a shit. I'm not talking about like
oh, I don't give
moments
shit about
of
that.
Heroism where you need to stand up. I'm talking about like everyday person standing up for the bully at the gas station.
If somebody like, let's say this, if it was like a road rage
exactly.
incident and that had nothing to do with me,
but
I would not
let's
get
say
out of the car. I wouldn't stop that. But if somebody, if there's like a fucking drunk asshole walking down the street, fucking starting to get in people's shit and starting to fuck with people, and then I'd probably stay away. But if they like grab somebody or like grab a chick
sure,
or
sure.
grab like
that's,
one of my
that's
friends
kind
or anything,
of, I'm
best
saying
fucking
more
believe
like nobody knows anybody.
No, Joel, you're just proclaiming to all
I
of our customers, Sugma Nuts and Ligma Nuts.
No, bro, it's not being a coward. I have too much self-preservation
coward.
To give a shit about other people. No,
yeah.
I just got too much self-preservation,
no, you gotta,
bro.
You got a
I don't
family.
Care. You're mistaken. You're mistaken. You're mistaken.
No, you got a family.
You're mistaken self-preservation
for you got to preserve
for
your
for
family.
Cowardice. Not for cowardice. I don't give a fuck about
heroism.
Them. Dude, nobody in this world gives a fuck about us. Nobody. Mm-hmm. Fuck them. Do
you know
it.
What, you know what? I'm gonna take.
It's fucking
I'm gonna be
dope, bro.
Too.
There is no fucking stress. I go,
cowards,
dude. Listen, bro.
Cowards,
I went to the store the other
cowards.
Day and I walked in after they got robbed. And legit, all I was thinking was, well, can I still fucking get this shit or not, bro? Like, give a fuck, dude. No. So
if
that's
you,
how they
like, well,
robbed
at least you didn't
them.
Pepper
so a bunch
spray
of kids
them.
Walked in and pepper sprayed them, and then took their shit. I know, bro. But.
That's fucked up.
No, that shit,
dude,
I felt fucking terrible. I
you
felt
and I both
terrible for the dude that happened to, but at the same time,
oh,
I was like,
know.
Are y'all still open? Because I just drove here.
Joel, strangely, you know, even me, like, just taking the moment to call you a coward and stuff like that. I,
bro, I mean, I drove
unfortunately
there.
Understand what you're saying.
Like, I didn't rob you. Can I run them pockets, though?
Usually hear that when a concert's canceled because of bad weather. You know, like, you know, they possibly still
can
play.
Can I still buy this, dude?
Still
hey,
this
can
fucking,
I buy this?
Can I still get this bag of Skittles? Can I please still get
what
this
is Twilight Coca-Cola?
Because I really don't want to go to the store.
Oh, you tell me like the dream one and Sky, the
what
cloudy ones.
Skyrim?
I fucking God, those were so bad. We've had that
dude,
dream
yeah,
one
I mean,
at
they still
work
be doing
for like
that
the
stuff?
Better part of
a
year, so I think they forgot.
Some...
I just left yeah, that. Dude, it's easily the worst one. It's diet
Dreamland?
Sugar-free vanilla berry. It's fucking awful.
What's the one that
space?
What's the one that's supposed to taste like outer space?
Or it's it
I
might
thought,
not be called, but
it's
called
Twilight.
Space.
That's what
it says
that's
space
what
flavored on it. It was vanilla too.
You know what it tastes like? Dude, you know what it fucking tastes like? It tasted like like if you were to take a Coca-Cola and take it in outer space, just open it up and just let it go flat and then take it all back and float it back into the bottle.
I think that's what they meant. Okay, I found the list.
Tighten it back up and just put it into a refrigerator. It's like, bro,
I found all of them
this is the
right
most
now.
Flat
okay,
soda I've ever had in my
deal,
life.
Though, is. So the space one is now gone. That's not even on their website anymore. There is now Starlight, which is try a taste from it. Nah, because
but it's got different labels and shit now. And instead of saying space flavored, it says try a taste from a new world. And it's red now. And then there's one. Then there's one that's like this, a skinny can like this, like a Red Bull can. And it says Coca-Cola with neon green pixel art. And it's called Byte, as in B-Y-T-E, like computer stuff. And it says it's a taste born in the metaverse, whatever the fuck that means. Then there's another one. Coca-Cola in a can like this. It's white, and it has what, I'm not joking, it looks like cum splattered words that say Coca-Cola, and it's from Marshmallow.
Dude, you're fucking really into semen this today, which I totally understand.
And then there's one right here that says there's Dream World, and this one is supposed to explore the realms of the surreal, the imaginary, and the otherworldly. I'm going to be honest with you. It's one of the worst things I've ever fucking tasted in my life. They keep putting it in the break room. Dude, I've tried all of them except the Marshmallow and the Bite. I haven't tried any of these, actually. What? Oh, the Marshmallow one sold out.
By any means, or stretch imagination. So...
Okay.
Oh, how's the Prime coming?
Did we talk about this on the last episode? Because
that's right. So we didn't talk. Okay.
So a very quick rundown. This is gonna make it to the air because 6 months ago in the UK, this really shitty store started getting a lot of TikTok clout because they were selling. This was in the UK. They were selling like cases of Prime for insane amounts of money. Like thousands of dollars for a 12-pack of Prime, and these dads were driving there to get it for their kids and shit. And it felt predatory, but like, you know, whatever. I mean, that's capitalism. If people are going to spend the money, that's fucking whatever. But I was just baffled by it because I work in retail. We have a ton of that shit. We have cases on cases on cases on cases of this shit. And it's not bad. It's not great. It's loaded with fucking sugar, and it tastes like it, and honestly kind of makes you feel like it too. But I don't mind the Gatorade one, the sports drink that the UFC uses as their sports drink or their Gatorade replacement or whatever. It's not bad. It's not bad. I like the ice pop flavor. We decided one day we had a couple customers come in and freak out over the Prime, and we had a mom come in and buy a couple cases. And then we saw an order on one of our online orders where someone had literally bought like 20 cases. And so I went on eBay and looked at sold listings. And in America, there are fucking 12 packs of this shit selling for $50 all day. And then it gets crazier. You could buy 90 bottles for $500. I could get 90 bottles for like $140. Put that shit on eBay. Shipping's like what, like $30? eBay fees and shit. You're making like $250, $300. Easy. Easy. What the fuck are you looking at? Did aliens invade?
Motherfucker, I listen to you talk about this all.
You told me to already, tell them.
So I don't want to hear any more about it. I just want to know if it was still going. No, I totally forgot that nobody's heard this. So I just wanted to like say if there was still like the market was still insane for Prime soda water. That's it. With that said, I'm watching Tetris. No, the video game. I'm trying to get really good at Tetris. I didn't know the movie was coming out until a couple of weeks ago.
It's just water.
Have you ever had one of these? I don't know if it's it's sparkling water. It's a mango limeade sparkling polar with essence of fresh lime.
But like it's alcohol free, right?
Seltzerade. No juice, no sweeteners, no sugars, with natural fruit flavors, naturally caroly. Oh my fucking god!
One of these days,
I'm gonna fucking read good. Naturally caroly, calorie free. Does it caroly? I don't know what it is about today, dude. I just fucking have been.
Yeah, dude. Listen, I just stumbled on something, I think we should bring it up just in case this turns out to be something.
Oh yeah, so this has mango and lime. A good crispy clack. Sounds good.
Yeah, so who fucking cares?
That's what you sound like every time you fucking drink. Really, it just tastes as if some essential fruit juices were just added to some nice sparkling water. And it's delightful. It's bright, refreshing, crisp.
What notes does it have?
Effervescent. It also invites me for another sip. So let's try. Okay, yeah. I don't really get mango. I do get lime, kind of a artificial lime, but I don't mind that too much. And it's more like there is an aid to it, you know, like an aid. Mm. It doesn't taste like mango juice, but there's like a mango aid to it. So. Yes. I give this sparkling water. Okay. Oh, this is my first sparkling water review. It's happening right now. Polar, mango limeade. Y'all all know what it is, but I'm going to give it a – what's my scale going to be? One out of what?
I mean, you should do a 10 scale. It's pretty easy. Should it be one out of 10? Scale maybe? Five Wawas? Five Wawas?
I mean, like you, like fucking like, –
I haven't done that in so long.
1,000 pizzas out of a 5,000 yes. Yeah,
I figured
– you know what I mean?
Yeah, eight out of five like sparkly Wawas.
In bubbles.
1 to 10. 1 to 10.
Let's do 1 to 10. Let's just do 1 to 10. My scale's 1 to 2 because it's either good or it's not. Well,
so rate it.
I'm gonna give this a.
Okay, starting things off mid.
Well, we already got figured out that we gotta do a what the fuck is it gonna say? A scale. Like no, like a, oh, mm. we have to do flavored versus non-flavored, right? We're gonna have to like categorize it. Hey, leave down in the comments if anybody leaves one fucking comment referring to this the seltzer water tasting. I will start doing a section on our channel to our review sparkling waters.
I agree. I think I just want to keep with the drinks for a second because we were on the Coca-Cola website and I just hit home. And this is really interesting. I don't know what this means, but it sounds big. At the top of the page, there's a big red banner, and it says Coca-Cola is under construction and being reimagined. We encourage all consumers to donate their product codes found under product caps on fridge packs on or before June 30th, 2023. What's about to happen to Coke? I couldn't care less. Yeah.
I couldn't tell you. Have you ever been to like a, well, I guess there's only one, like the Coke factory in Atlanta is the only place that really does Cokes from all over the world.
I'm sorry. I was reading something. What did you say?
What? No, but, you know, you can go try Cokes from all over the world. I guess the only place you can do that is at the Coca-Cola factory in Atlanta.
Well, I mean, Howard.
And do you know who the creator of Coca-Cola is?
Okay. No, I will. But like I want to say this real quick Pepperdine? Too. Look it up. Trump. We know. Sorry, I'm getting live notifications about this shit right now. Here's how Trump's day is expected to unfold. Okay, here's how Trump's day is expected to unfold. This is what we know. The Secret Service is scheduled to accompany Trump to the district attorney's office, which is in the same building as the courthouse. Trump will be booked in by investigators, getting his fingerprints and mugshot taken. Hell yeah, bro. That image is going to be dug. Get ready for the world's most viral image. No, I'm just saying, dude, when they fucking release his mugshot, that shit is going to be fucking everywhere. 3. Yeah, fingerprints and mugshot and processing.
They're going
to
do a mugshot?
That's the second step. Then he'll go to court. And then they will arraign him. And then he will leave the courthouse and go back to Mar-a-Lago where he's already planning a speech tonight. Fucking.
Nice. Man, I try to look stuff on my computer. My thing, it jacks everything up on my end. Will you look something up for me?
Oh yeah,
sure. I already forgot about that. I was going to tell you something else about soda. Did you know what Mountain Dew was created for?
Interesting. Do you think that would be good?
To be a whiskey mixer. I have no idea. I've never tried it, but I want to now. And then also, man, you see, when I look stuff up on my fucking computer, it just makes everything
so haywire. The drink was born in the Smoky Mountains of Tennessee. Mountain Dew was a slang name for moonshine. The brothers Barney and Alan Hartman. Barney and Alan Hartman. What if my voice jad jumps like that? They say that he was born on the riverbed. So the next day, he wanted to pour Evan Williams in it, and I'm just scrolling here, but this person mixed it one part's Evan Williams and two parts Dew. Our initial thoughts, not bad. The conclusion as a current mixer. One of our tasters writes, of course, Mountain Dew is a good mixer for whiskey since it or a version of it was specifically made for mixing with the brown liquor. From what I can tell, they primarily market the neon nectar as an energy boost to gamers. As far as I know, Coca-Cola, this is a weird article. As far as I know, Coca-Cola doesn't use that angle for better or for worse. Going back to or at least acknowledging your origins is not a bad thing. Okay. Here's an interesting one. Old Mountain Dew advertisements hit a little bit differently. The old Mountain Dew advertisement is a dude shooting an animal, and it says, Mountain Dew, it'll tickle your innards.
God damn it. I don't have my goddamn phone. I got to take a picture of this. All it is this guy standing here, and there's like Tabasco bottles, and it says chicken salad and Wagyu donut. Look, it'll
tickle your innards.
Anyways, whatever. Go ahead.
Move?
Joel, move?
I was frozen because I was trying to get out of the screen share.
Okay, cool. You're moving now.
You know who I miss already? The corn kid. It's corn. A big lump with knobs and juice. Poor kid. I don't think anybody should ever get that famous. Dude, they were saying maybe most famous person. Yeah. Jonathan Davis.
The corn kid? Dude.
Yeah, he does ever since he found God. Yeah.
Jonathan Davis looks fucking great. Weird how that happens. Man.
Yeah, because they're all Christians.
All of them look great.
Yeah, that's the only way, true way to heaven.
All of them? Is that why Stildy is let the ban? Because he hated conform? Gay people,
and they were like, "You got to go, bro. We don't do that here." No, I'm just kidding, bro. I'm making all this up. I don't know shit about what their journey is.
Is that really what happened? No. No, he fucking didn't. Joel is gone. And I can't redo this episode. And it's just me. I can't do this again. I can't. Again, so I'm just gonna keep going, and he can just deal with it. So last I checked, he's trying to bounce back in, but it's not working. Last I checked, the only people in corn that I knew were Christian was Brian Head Welch, and more power to him, man. Like if that's what brings him,
there's a storm, and I'm losing. There's a storm. There's a storm.
Helps him live a happy life. Hell yeah, it's awesome. And every time I see interviews and stuff,
hold on, kind of goofy guy, and I'm losing internet intermittently. Okay. But I'm here. I'm here, bro. I didn't even know there was a storm. It's fucking got. It's like my internet just kept going. It's fucking dark outside and shit. I am.
Dude, it, I mine have says no recording idea if and you're it says be, 99% recorded.
Everything's
not.
Still solid.
Okay. Well, last time it said that on my end, remember?
Yeah, but it shows I've got record next to my name. It shows recording at the top. Do you see record next to where it says Doug? Yeah, we're solid as balls, bro. And honestly, it doesn't even matter because we only have like 10 minutes left in this episode anyway. We can give him if this all goes to shit, rest assured, I'm still coming in jars, drinking from jars. Hope I don't grab the wrong jar. Semen demon.
There's my, there's my pee jar, there's my milk jar, and there's my water jar.
I got a lemonade jar, a pee jar, a semen jar, and a milk jar, and I just mix my jars up all the time.
That sure is what they would fucking do on fucking like 1990s.
It sounds like a Fear Factor.
Early 2000 extreme shows, Fear Factor, and like road rules and all that stuff. Be like, we have horse piss, lemonade, semen. Milk.
Anthony.
Semen. Good luck. Good luck, Anthony.
I'm going to remember that forever.
Anthony. Dude, I freaking
know. You were like, hey, oh, yeah, fucking Hannibal Lecter with Anthony Anthony. What are you talking about? Full shirt, motherfucking short circuited over here. Shit was hilarious.
Oh shit, Anthony Banthony. Oh my god, I was gonna say something else, but I totally fucking
forgot. Is the pollen bad in Austin? Fuck it.
Go ahead.
Holy fuck, my eyes are burning. My nose won't stop running. My throat is itchy.
Yeah, man, I think I'm just gonna have to. I've always been like anti allergy medicine because I've always been like, I just don't want, if I take it now, and this is true, I'm like, if I take it now, I'm gonna take it every day. When I don't take it, I'm just gonna
feel really, really bad. Bookstore, and like, one day she came in and she was like, she seemed super irritated and she was like, I'm so itchy. She said, I've taken Claritin every day for 25 years. And the doctor said, I have to stop taking it. But she will, and so she started itching. The doctor told her, you may never stop itching. So, yeah, I don't fucking take it ever because of that. And like, I mean, obviously I'm not planning on taking it for 25 years, but I don't think she was either. And then Caroline was like, can you get some Claritin? I was like, oh shit, here we go.
Dude, I mean, I need it, right? I'm going to have to do something, man, because last year it was real, real bad. And it's the first couple of days, it's starting to fucking happen, you know? It's like really starting to set in. And
you get like that pressure. I have to
take days off sometimes because it's so bad, you know? And I can't see right. Like my fucking head's pounding. I can't breathe properly. So it's just like, I mean, when I worked at, one time I was a server, a couple years, like years ago, and I fucking walked into work and they're like, are you okay? I'm like,
no, yeah, that fine. Happened to me at Olive Garden, but I've just been up on Adderall for a few days.
I was literally having an allergic reaction to the world.
Hey, drink Hennigan's, the only whiskey that doesn't leave a scent. No, it's an old Seinfeld episode. No, it's a new Seinfeld episode. Dude, okay, I got these pairs of underwear. I'm not going to throw the brand name out there, but the brand name heavily implies that they are made for your nuts enjoyment, okay? Like, to be comfortable for your satchel. There's a pocket inside the front satchel where you're supposed to put your nuts in. And I can't do it, bro. It is so uncomfortable to me. Are dudes doing this? Do you do this?
I don't know if I've had the fortune or misfortune, whichever way you want to look at it. Let's just say
sure.
I've seen your nuts on multiple occasions.
In a pocket?
I couldn't like, imagine your
I'm
nuts
trying
being
it right now, and it sucks. Yeah, because they're very comfortable underwear.
Are you wearing them
but
right
I
now?
I never use that pocket because I'm gonna be honest.
I'm gonna be honest.
I didn't put the pieces together with the name. I just thought it was a clever name, and then I was like, "Oh, what's this pocket?" And I was like, "Oh, holy fuck!" When they're talking about the comfort level, they're talking about this fucking nut pocket.
It's so weird.
I hate it. I was watching a thing the other day about and then the boy has to take special care of his nutsack because I was watching these old puberty fucking school videos or whatever, like the old ex, like trying to say Like I was, well, I'm watching these something weird videos. It's like old driver's ed videos and old sex ed videos and stuff. It's like a collection of all these old like 50s and 60s like things. And they talk about now the boy has to be super careful. It's like, well, what the fuck? Why? That doesn't seem fair.
You should fucking next time somebody's fucking on your nerves or whatever, like, just hey, smack them with a good like old whatever nutsack.
That I'm smack on your nutsack. It's face. Every time. Whatever nutsack. Suck my sack.
I was actually telling Joel yesterday, for some reason, this is like the
makes Joel's me laugh to text it to.
But I was telling Joel, that's what name his first boy. That's what he got Orbit. Bits! Nuts. Joel's having three kids.
It's Bits. Nathaniel, but you spell it with Satchel a U, so you can call him Nut. Nut.
It's so fucking fucked up. So gross.
Bum 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 bum. Yeah, it's a mug.
That's a mug?
I don't get it. We keep. No. We're currently keeping.
You drink
we're
out
currently
of it.
Keeping rocks in it. What's why?
There? There's something in there. That's a great mug.
Dude, you yeah, I fucking shirt? I wore it just for the episode.
Too, weren't you? Is this we can,
God damn it. I forgot.
I should have fucking wore what I was wearing. Why'd you tell me that?
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
We could have fucking just cut it in. Burner, burner.
How's the PlayStation going? What are you playing?
Yeah, PlayStation, it's going good. It's going good.
The Tetris effect.
God, I've been playing a lot of Tetris.
We will fuck you up on that game if yes. you want to get online. And then, we play it constantly. Caroline's one of the best. Caroline's one of the best Tetris players I've ever seen in my fucking life. She yeah, destroys. It's insane.
Well, I'm not.
We will fucking kill you.
That's why I like Tetris, because I can just play myself, Joel. I don't want to fucking. No, Tetris, of course. Final Fantasy VII. I'm about to. I started a story, but I really need to fit. Really need to jump back in. I'm we going to it's get the new so baseball good. Game. I just had
oh,
it
you're talking 23. We just got 22. We always buy it 1 year behind because unless you run the like immediate roster, it really it's like the same game basically. Like so, we just get it like $40 cheaper every time. You know what I mean? It's $70 for 23 right now.
Well, because. My New Year's resolution, I know. My New Year's resolution is to buy more video games, is to watch more baseball and to drink more martinis. So it I is really so need good, to dude.
My
I really want to play the new one so I can like, you know. Really
this is your first show?
In the next
my advice is to just
yeah.
go for that pennant, pick a team, go for the pennant and like do your whole career thing. Like it'll dude, you'll be so good at it by the end of that, and then it goes to basically, the way the game's played has never changed in the past, like, 5 years. It's so good. We love those games.
I mean, is it going to be, like, something weird, like, when it comes to fighting games and shit like that? It's like, I just put myself on fast forward. You want to think what I mean? God damn, Doug. You think it's going
to
be weird?
It sounded normal
God
to me.
God damn it, dude. I don't know what is wrong with me today. Sorry, everybody. I'm just, like, fucking talking all over the place. But, is it weird, like wrestling games and UFC games, where it's like you have to like take the joysticks?
There's
and
three. Do nah, move there's them around three instead of choices put,
you
now.
Know what I mean? To like
swing or two, maybe. You can do like more simulation style or more like click style. But really, with the show, it's not too bad. It's your main thing is going to be getting used to how to get your pitches the way you want them, because you could push two buttons, like you do a like a. You tell it like what pitch you want and then the strength or whatever, but you also do need to be moving your hand around a little bit to try to like aim it correctly. But that becomes, dude, you figure that shit out real fast. It's way easier than how the golf games are now. Batting's super easy. Once you get the rhythm of that down, it's fucking insane. I can get homers all day. Dude, you'll be clinking.
Well, I want to be clinking, dude.
Honestly, there's the newest one, has catching, all these new catching techniques too. Like you can go and like push buttons and switch people. And I don't know, there's a lot to it, but you'll figure it all out. It's way easier than golf is.
So 22, the updates for 22.
Well, I'm just saying that every year the pretty much on par with 23. Like it doesn't look much different this year than it did last year. The roster's not going to be right though. Dude, yeah, we love going to Rangers games. They're cheap.
You
want
to go to Rangers games,
bro? They're cheap, and we live pretty close.
You've been? You live closer than I do. Would you let me stay the night with you? I mean, I know you don't want me going to your fucking apartment.
No, you didn't.
I literally went up to you.
It was we needed to be in Fort Worth. It was so far away from my apartment. That's far. I live in Grapevine.
Where do you live?
Yeah, but it's going to be a kids one.
Are they putting
they've never done this before? Universal no, I know, but I don't think it's going to be what we're expecting. I think it'll be fun, but I think it's going to be more like right. So I can't even go.
You love kids.
No, I'm excited for it, but they said it's going to be like a decade before it opens, bro. We're probably not going to live here anymore. It takes them fucking forever to do that, dude. They started that Super Mario World shit. Or Super Nintendo World at Universal in Orlando. They started that shit years ago. And it just is now doing soft opens. And then that Tron, the fucking Tron light cycle at Disney World is enough to make a motherfucker want to go to Disney World, bro. That's my all-time favorite Disney shit. And like it gets no respect. And there's this insane roller coaster now where you're in the fucking light cycle. And it's playing Daft Punk and like there's shit blowing up around you. And it's fucking awesome. But I don't want to go to Disney World, bro. I fucking hate Disney World. Fuck, bro. Like,
Disney World's
heads
probably
up.
Gonna be
it's
in
not
my
what
near
you
future.
Think. You
I'm
have
not,
to fucking listen, dude. You have to literally plan. Let's get into this for a second. Disney's insane now. So like for our honeymoon, we went to Universal. And even that was more difficult than it had ever been when I had fucking season passes and shit when we lived in LA and stuff. Like now at Universal, you were able to basically get a fast pass and then you could go and tell it like, I want to ride this ride. And it would say, cool, go at this time. Okay, that's cool. That's fine. At Disney, you have to do that for every single thing you want to do. Food, drinks, rides, shows. And you have to do it months in advance. Because these motherfuckers sit there and plot out their every dude months in advance. And if you miss your ride, you're just not going on it. You have to dude, some rides at Disney currently require you to get to the park at like 4 a.m. to be there when it opens so that you can ride the ride at 6 a.m. so that the next person in line can get on it. The Star Wars shit, good fucking luck. It's crazy. Toy Story World, good luck. Pandora, now with Avatar being out, good luck. It's crazy. And it's thousands of dollars now. Thousands. That's in Universal. And dude, honestly,
what about Harry Potter World?
Thousands of dollars for that trip too. But we went to parks every day. We never missed a ride. Dude, we were able to walk up to the Harry Potter rides and ride. In fact, they were so cool to us there that the Harry Potter ride, we rode it and we got stuck. And that was like one of the most popular rides. They let us just get right back on it. Like, no bullshit. They're like, cool, we're really sorry about that. Get back on it. We've been in line for like an hour and a half. Baby, I'm out of breath from all that ranting about Disney World.
No, it's all right. I get
it. Take him to Six Flags.
Like, I know. We got to take the little guy soon. I mean, he's...
What is he, like 10? Take him to Six Flags. Put him on the Batman. Was he 10?
He's gonna be 6 soon, and so like, yeah, he knows, dude. That's I'm like, here, fuck it, let's go to Japan now. And go to Super Mario World.
That's it.
Let's
that's at Universal go. Here though. Now it. You don't have to go to Japan. Where? That open. That's what I'm saying, bro. You get Harry Potter, Super Nintendo.
That's where we're going then.
All
we're not going
dude,
to fucking
the
Disney
only
World.
Thing that's gone now. They did just. I'm glad we got to go before it closed, but they just closed Springfield because Disney said, "Fuck you guys, we're taking this back." Dude, it had a hole. You got to go to Springfield. All the Moe's and Simpsons? All that shit was there. There was a ride, but Disney just said, sorry, this is ours again.
Really?
I mean, it's weird though, because it's a huge part of the park. Yeah, it's gonna close. It's closed now. It closed like that. The ride though fucking sucked. The ride sucked so bad. It made me sick. What do you mean? Oh, like the game. Man, bro, they need to remake that game. Hey, have you ever wondered why they don't remake that game?
All right, guys, thanks for
this. I'm a pimp. P-I-M-P. And if you don't know, now you know.
Right here, if you want to subscribe to the channel. And right with us.
Come on, John.
But anyways, thanks, guys. And leave comments, like, subscribe, tell a friend.